We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, and we are starting in Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. It's a Mishnah Maseches Peah. Tanan Hasam, learn to the Mishnah. Hakosev Nechosav Lebono. Someone writes his Nechosim to his children, V'kosav Leishtu Karka Kolshu, and he makes his wife a Shutif in this Yerusha also. He gives his wife a little Karka also, less than the Ksub. Gives a little piece of Karka. The Mishnah says, "Maseches Peah of the Ksubasa." She loses the Ksuba, and the Mara has a cash on that. So this is the Akan of the Mishnah. It's the Sefer of the Mishnah. We'll learn soon on our Beis. This is the first line. The Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, if you write your Nechosim to your Bana, which is a normal thing, a Yerusha, and you also give your wife something in the will, you write, and she also gets a little piece of property, less than the Ksuba, she loses the Ksuba. Because you gave a little karka, she loses the ksuba. Makes no sense. What's that? Like, why should she give up a ksuba? Because you gave a little karka. So Gemara has three pshatim. Three pshatim to answer why she loses the ksuba. Omar Rav, but mazaka lahen al yada. The case over here was is that she helped make this kinyan to the children. He was doing this as a kinyan, a matana, and they made it as a matana, and they did it with a kinyan suda. Now, the way Rashbam says that she gave Omer Rav Mezaka lehem ayado askinon she nosna loy, she gave the husband suda shalal lahaknis labonim kirekan lo kehil shakoina. What does he mean? He means to say it works with something called eved kanani, that usually the sons would have to give the father a suda in order to be kohen lechosim. Here, she gave it for the son. And that works within Eved Kanani, so the Kedushim is from Eved Kanani. It works that she gave the Suda for the son, and since she helped out the children make the Kenyan, obviously she's maskim that we're giving away all of the Chasim to the son. There's no Shiva on the Ksuba on it, and she's taking that little thing. Since she did this, so the response speaks out, there's two things here. First of all, she's Mishtad Lavashiyas Abanim, and also she took a little piece of Karka, and she wasn't Ma'arer, Kimin Iketarti, Shivada was Mesrat Zablev Shalom, that Ma'atona goes to the children, and the Isha gets the rest. She's Mapsed Ksuba. That's Rav's Psha. Mazak lehem ayodah. Shmuel Amar, Mechalik lefaneha vishasakas. The case was, they did it in front of her, and she didn't say a word. But they didn't say a word. Shmuel Amar, let's respond a little bit. Afilu ein mazak lehu ayodah, el shahoysa l'sham v'shosh kosel chosavana vishasakas. She's quiet. The kiv of the kosel of karen koshu nesratzis. Shtika ayodah dami. The Shmuel speaks that very important thing.
She said the same thing.
What? No, Rav, the word is Mishtadl. Yeah, she was Mishtadl. She actually did a Maisa, Pula. And she was a Maror, yeah. But here it's even less. Even after doing a Maisa, it's enough that she was there. And he says, but a very important thing the response speaks out. This is only if she gets something. If she gets nothing, then we say her shtika is only kedei lasis nachas ruach labayla. She has to get something. First of all, she got something. And number two is, she was a Maror, or she even helped out with you, Rav. That's enough. Yeah, but so but she sees if someone if someone owes you money, right in front of your face, with your help, we give all the chasim to him. You would say, wait a minute, you know, by the way, I have a lien here. Remember that. You wouldn't say that? I would say that if I had a lien there. And she didn't say a word. She's fine. Yeah, give out. Let's go. We're all helping out. So obviously she doesn't care. She's Michael. The case over here was that this is even a bigger kula. That the Rashbam learns, that she said, that the husband said, that even she has no idea about the banav. She was not there. But she does know is that when he gave her the small parcel of land, which is less than 200 zuz, he gave it to her and said, this is your ksuba here. Here it is. This is it. And she was saying, yeah, no problem. Here, yeah, no problem.
There's nothing to do with the sons.
No, your son.
You do that on a random day.
You do it on a random day. But it happens to be that if in a case where he didn't give away to the sons everything else, then she would automatically have a shibud on that. That's what it sounds like. Because he has nothing left. Because, like we said before, when she's meichel the ksuba, she's not meichel the ksuba. She's meichel the shibud. It's a very important thing the Rashbam holds in this whole sugya. She's only meichel the shibud. But if he gets any more nechasim afterwards, she gets it. She's not meichel the ksuba in the garbage. Meichel the shibud the ksuba. Maybe I wasn't speaking out of clear enough, but that's what it says. No, I spoke about before that she's meichel the shibud, she's meichel the lean, not dafka the whole entire ksuba. So here she takes this karka ksuba asacha. She wasn't meirer. She didn't say, "Oh, it's not enough." She's meichel the shibuda mishar nechasim, and therefore it's enough. Even though she doesn't know about the children, she was not there. Still, she said, "He said tli karka ksuba asacha." She's fine with that. Okay, that's the third. So you tell me kula ksuba shonakan. Chara means on all three, like the Rashbam speaks out. All three on top of one base, kulva base on base. Then on all three terutzim are kule ksuba shonukan. That really, it's not so posh that this is a mechila on the shiba. It wouldn't work by avachoy, but by ksuba we'll make a why. Just like we give her zaburus also, because she wants to get married more than him, and therefore she's masking him to very little things, and she's masking him to koldu, and therefore we say here she was meichel shiba. This is the three tutsim in the pshat in the Tanakhama. The Gemara have a kasha now from the seifa of that mishnah. It says Tanan Rabbi Yosi Yomer that im kibla la af bishloi kosov la of doksubasa. Rabbi Yosi says that even though you didn't write her any karka, nothing, if she's makabel on herself and says, you know what, I'm moichel my shibud, it works. Now, it sounds like Rabbi Yosi is being more makel than the Tanakhama. That's the Rashbam's Bedayik. He didn't say you have to be makabel. You have to makabel in order to be having mechila. That's not what he said. He says, im kibla, I was like, hasavla, avik subasa, mechlal. Dr. Rashbam explains this in the pshat, that Rabbi Yosi sounds like being more makel. If you want to be more machmir, he would say, there's no mechila unless she's moichel. Don't say that. It says im kibla apish like kosavala of the ksavasa mechlal tanakama sava ksiva vekabala boy. You need to give her some karka, and you have to mekabel also beferish. So that's a big kasha on those three man the umrim. We'll see in a second. Tanakama says you need kabbalah also. That's vdik. Vechi taimi will say kula Rabbi Yosi. And what is the kula Rabbi Yosi? That it's oi oi. That the Tanakama is saying, which is Rabbi Yosi saying, it's enough to have just giving a piece of karka. And Rabbi Yosi, who's the same man the Yom, is saying, and Kabbalah is also al ksiva is enough. Either one's enough. Maybe that's pshat. The chitim of kula Rabbi Yosi, but tanya within a braisa that Rabbi Huda explains the Tanakama. On Rabbi Huda, ein masai, when do we say in the resha that she's moichel or shibud? Ein masai, shohiz shom v'kiblala. Only if she was there and she was makabel, that this is for moichel or shibud. Avahoyz shom v'kiblala, or a kiblala v'lahoyz shom. If she was there when they gave it to the brother, to the sons, v'loy kibla or kibla v'loy hoysasham, loy avda ksubasa. She didn't lose a ksuba. So what do you see? What you see is Tanakhama holds you need both things. You need kabbalah la and hoysasham, and you have to be there also, according to Rabbi Huda's pshat and Tanakhama. But akapon we see you need kabbalah la tiyufta the kulu tiyufta. So all three pshatim in the Tanakhama are slogged up because pshat in the Tanakhama why she's meichel is because she was meichel v'feirish. That's the bottom line. According to the Tanakam, you have to make a farish, and you have to get a piece of karka. According to Rabbi Yosi, all slogged up. Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi all slogged up. And Rabbi Yosi holds that Kabbalah alone is enough, obviously Kosovla, and the Rashbam learns that Kosovla is also enough for Al-Kibla, which is not clear where Rashbam got that from. Rabbi Yosi holds one of them is enough. Tanakam holds you both. That's what comes out. Tufta, Pshah, and Tanakam.
Basically, that she has to say.
According to Rabbi Yosi, the way the Rashbam learns, there is umdana Lord work. The Kibla allow or Kosala, either one would work. That's the Rashbam learns. He holds that one of them will work. And we'll see that for the next Gemara. Because the next Gemara says, Omale Rav Lar Nachman, Harav Ashmo Reis Rechina, Mar Masvile. Who do you hold like? So right away is the castle. We just slug them up. We just said tiyufta. You don't ask who he holds like when you have tiyufta. Zokta Rashbam, that what the Mara means to ask is, the Shaila is, because we're going now in Rabbi Yosi. Avad in Tanakhama, they're slogged up. But it's Negeya according to Rabbi Yosi. That's how the Rashbam learns the Gemara. So they ask them, who do you hold like? Which man the Yama? Omalei Shani Yomer, Kimin She'asa Shutev Ben Abonim of Dog Subasa. Since she became a shutif, she got a karakoshu, she loses her ksuba. Let's see the Rashbam inside. The Rashbam starts at the beginning of a line, the fifth line from the wide lines. Shutif ben avonim, she kosl nami karakoshu, machlo, she's meichel. Lo yimet shachin el chol hani koiches, or they changed the girsa to kimtis, damri hanachem roilel. Ela b'ksiva ba'alma ovda k'rab yasi. The sagla b'chodo, oi kabalo oi ksiva. He answered, the Tanah Rabbi Yosi holds one of them is enough, either Ksiba or Kabbalah. Then he brings down a Rashi, Mitzasi V'tshuvas Rabbeinu Shloim V'zikni, he brings down from a Rashi that we're going like the Teretz of Shmuel that he says, and it says at the end of the Rashi, read the end of the Rashi, he says, end of the Rashbam, Umigu is from the same Rashi, Umigu, the Cheshivala, Ke'echem Abonov, L'chalik Nami Lo, Chalik, Keshchalik Abonov, Mesratzaloi. He she agrees and mechelas tashiv with manachosim. For our nachman lefarish time with divrei Shmuel also. What was Shmuel shita? Shmuel said mechalik lefanei avishasaka. So basically, the way
according to Reish Chanina, because according to him, she doesn't know what's going on with.
Right, exactly. Right.
Only
for Shmuel, he says. If you're going like Shmuel, you don't have to actually give a sudar. He's passing like Shmuel in Rav Yosi. That's how we're going. In Rav Yosi, shita holds that Kabbalah uksiva is enough, and he's passing our Shmuel that works since she was excited to be considered a shutif in this chalukah. She's moichel shibud. That's what I was saying. Kivin she'asa shutif ben abanim of the uksivasa. It's benami of Rav Yosi bam Yoima of Nachman. Kivin she'asa shutif ben abanim of the uksivasa. Since became a shutif of the uksivasa. Now, why did this come in? This whole sugya for the next shaila by Rava. So coming out like this, that she's moichel when it go like the halacha lemaisa, that she gets a little piece of karka kolshu. And she's there, she's present while he gives the rest of the chosim to the brothers, all in his lifetime. Maybe a shchivra, we'll see in a second. But he gives it away to all the brothers, and she, all the sons rather, and she gets one chelik. She's meichel shivra v'ksuba. Bari Rava, Bari Heich. What's the lach of a bari? Mirmin and shchivra, who the yada the last love, a kamachla. Maybe she's meichel shivra is because she knows exactly what's happening. The person is dying. The husband's dying, and he's giving everything away. Everything away. There's nothing more coming, and she's fine. So obviously, Michael Shiva. Aber Bari, Savra Hadakani. Maybe Bari, the reason why she's masking him now is she knows that he's still in business. He's still going to have more nechassim. So I'm Michael Shiva now. You want to give the sons this? No problem. I'm Michael my Shiva. But I'm not worried about my ksuba. I'm going to get it still. You're still a deep around in business. No problem. So therefore, by a bari, you never mask with the Meichel Shivud, because you think you're getting more. Or Dilma has to be a less slave. Or you say, even by a bari, you were Meichel, because right now he has nothing, and you were masking. So teiku. The more it lives with a Shiloh, what's the halacha by a bari? Is she really Meichel or not? Maybe she's doing Nachas Ruach Labala, because maybe, or maybe she is Meichel, because she knows there's still more coming, and therefore has to Gemara Shiloh by Bari, and Gemara stays with a Teiku, which Rosh Hashanah later on says that the Loch is Hamoitzi Mechavel Araya, that the Isha has to bring Araya to get a Shibud, since the Suffolk in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to bring down three different stories that have Shaykhs to our Sugya. Story number one. Hu Damalei L'Palgul Abras, U'Palgul Abras, V'Tilsa Le'Isis Beperi. It means he makes a chalukah, the entire estate. Half to one daughter, he has two daughters. Half to one daughter, half to the other daughter. And he says, the Isha gets Paris. Gets a third of the Paris, third of the profits now, as of now, a third of the profits, the Paris. So the question is, was she Meichel or Ksuba, Meichel or Shiva Ksuba from this? So Ikar of Nachman and Surah, Oyle Gaber Rav Chista. Rav Nachman went to Suri, went to Rav Chista to ask the Shailam. What's the halacha here? Was she meichel by her accepting the payers? Was she meichel the shivra ksuba not? Amalei Hachom Shmuel Afilo Hikna Lo El Dekel Echel Peroisav. Even if the husband gives her one dekel for the payers of the ksubasa, she loses the ksuba. Amalei. So Rav Nachman said back that's not the shaila here. Eimud of a Shmuel Hasav the Akle Gufadara. He gave her some property. He gave her a dekel of price at least. Hacha pay. It wasn't. It was a piece. It was a piece of property for the payers. At least it's something that's mechuba lekarka. Something that's has shaychas to karka. So that's something that she's soymech das on. Hacha payrud who here it's giving her money, giving her payers. That was a story. He gave her metaltalim. If that's the case, metalti kamris, metalti avada kamina. Avada, I'm not talking about metaltalim. That she's not losing her ksuba from that. That's not choshev. The whole tzad that she becomes a shutif ben abanim or any of his svaras, dafka by karka koshu, and not by metaltli. And they thought the shaila was a case where it's peris mechobarim or dekalip braisav, but if the case was just metaltlim, the Rishbam speaks that klar, that if it's peiros that are metaltim, there's no tzad that you collected, you meichel yeshibud v'yiksuba. Yeah, if you get your full 200 zuz, then maybe. But if you didn't get it, then you didn't get it yet, so then there's no tzad that you meichel yeshibud because I got a little peiros. It's not wouldn't work like that. It's dafka if you had karka kol shu. That's what comes to the Gemara. Dafka if you had a piece of karka.
So Chisel's masking to
Yeah, yeah. He didn't cop the case. He didn't cop the case. He first thought said this halacha. He thought the case was that it was mechabarim. The ma'ase said, no, it was metalton, it was regular pears. That's ma'ase number one. Ma'ase number two. He d'amalei, who d'amaluhu, tlos alabras, but tlos alabras, tlos alisas. Here's a case where she became a shutuf ben abanos. That is, he split up his estate into three, one third to one daughter, another to another daughter, another third to his wife. Now, in such a case, she's moichel or shibud. On the other two thirds, there's no shibud or iksuba. That's the halacha. There is no shibud whatsoever. But we know that if the husband gets more properties afterwards, she does have a shibud on that. Just anything that we gave away right now, she's no shibud. That's the halacha. So the story was here, shechiv echad ben asel. In the father's lifetime, one of the daughters died. And the halacha is, a father is yerush his daughter. So now the father got nu nechasim. It's not really new, it's the third that he gave to his daughter, he got back. Sovra papa lemeimar, lo yishak lel tilsa. That she does not have a lien on that third for Aksuba. Why not? Because she was meichel already, her lien on that third. Because he gave it to the daughter, she was meichel already. So that's what Rapapi thought, that she was meichel lein already. If you look at the Rashbam, it says less leila itzel tilsa diav lebala the hard tilsa the chazal kana less to midi sharei loy makam akar bal yadai. It came from the nechassim. She's meichel already.
Wouldn't it make a difference if he first gave her third, so then it was considered mosek, not
roy? No, I think it was roy. This is all in the lifetime. They gave it away. He gave it away all in his lifetime. He gave it away.
At the time he gave her the wife the first third. The other two thirds.
No, I don't think it has to do with that. Because
no, they came back.
I don't think it has to do with it. Because the Michael Shiva, when she becomes a Shutif Bain in this Chalukah, it's one Chalukah it was. She was a Shutif, she's Michael. So here, now he got it afterwards. So he thought it was Michael already. I'm like, kind of no. Ilu had the Kani, if the father was kind of more stuff, Milo Shakla, wouldn't she get from that a Shiva on the new things? The key with Ilu had the Kani, Shakla, Hashtam, Shakla, it's the same thing. What's the difference if it came from a daughter or not? Lamaisa, he got Nuna Chasim, Avada, the wife had a Shiva on that. I just want to think one more Maisa to finish up the Gemara. That's the second Maisa. Third Maisa, who the Paginu Lenichsel Itse, Vilabinahu. Again, a case where he split up his nechassim in his lifetime, and he made her a shutuf in the nechassim, and pashtus, it should be a mechila. But there's one exception here. Shayer chad dikla. He left over one dekel, a piece of karka, one palm tree attached to the ground. He left that for himself. So the halacha is, she has a shibud on that, because that's still his nechassim. So Sabra Avinu Meimar, less lo lechad diklo. The only thing she has a shivud on, everything else is mechila. She has a shivud only on that dekel. Amalei Raviyem la Ravina, no. Iles lo chad diklo. Iles lo, if she has no shivud anymore, chad diklo nami less lo. You shouldn't have shivud on that either. Elo migu de nachs lo diklo, nachs nami kula nichse. And we'll explain what it means. But the words are that since she has smichas das on his dekel, she has smichas das and everything, she was never moichel or shivud. The Rashbam explains that the reason why she is quiet usually is because she's Michael. You just gave away every single piece of nechassim to the kids. You didn't leave me any shibud, so I'm Michael shibud. But when she's left with a dekel, she says to herself, "Why should I be ma'ar? That dekel probably is a very chashuv dekel. It's probably worth as much money as shibud." She doesn't know business so well. She says, "Let me wait till Bezdin shuts it up." The Rashbam is in the middle of this long Rashbam, not middle, but more at the beginning. Next to the words that say Broika and Shmaitzach in the Gemara, it says like this: the Haida Shaskov La'ira Haino Fisha Hayamaniach LaHadeka V'Sarva. She thought Lama Arachshav Achi Shumu Bezdin as a Dekel. That's been maybe it's enough. So really, she was never Meichel. Once it's one Dekel, she's not Meichel. Once she's not Meichel, she's not Meichel on anything, and therefore she collects from everything. She collects from the whole Shibud. So if you leave anything over, the whole thing is off. Because then already she has a Zot Esmir Sechodas on, and the Ad Kana Sugya. The Rashbam actually, halfway through his Rashbam, makes a sikum on the whole sugya. He says, "V'hashu shamina maha hacha." The Shchimirah that writes all the chasiv, or his mechalik to his banov b'fnei ishtoi, and he gave her also a karka kalshu, and she was quiet and was not ma'arer. The halacha is she's moichel l'shibud. That's number one. Made her a shutuf ben abanim. The Rashbam actually throws in a chiddush that even if you gave nechassim to acherim b'fanel. And you wrote her a little piece of karka. That's also enough. That's actually a mechalik shoshanim. But when you made her a shutif and I think you mechal everything. Now, but if you leave one dekel, like we just learned, migu da hoda dikla, hoda on everything. That's number one. Number two is, it has to be karka. If you give her metaltlim and not karka, You're not kosher to ben abanim. It's another very important point before. Another thing from the sikkum. And then he says, this whole thing that you lost the ksuba is only from the nechassim right now, present nechassim. Anything gets afterwards, avada, she does have a shibud on. Because that's what you're also looking at. And then the last thing he says, it's a shayla of dafka shchimra or bari, it's a safik, and you go, amoytsu mechaber al avaraya.